Hi, welcome back to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we're continuing to talk with Ron Lindner about the current state of tournament fishing, and in particular, bass tournament fishing. And we left part one where Ron wanted to ask me a question. And Ron, what was that question again?
Okay, the realities. Well, we sent some of these realities to these letters to the editor that they sent you. And, of course, you are ultimately familiar with the game. Being a bass fan editor, you know all the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, A, I already reiterated, there's no TV network that will pay you for the rights to film and run a tournament. In fact, you got to pay them. Secondly, we have no way to fulfill High Peskin's original World Series of Fishing dream of a bunch of spectators sitting in bleachers watching guys fish. We don't know how to do this. And it couldn't happen. So you have the two ways of bringing in money, attendance, arena fees, and B, television, the two ways. This is how golf and football and baseball, how they make it. This is the reason for these high-paying sports celebrities. This is who pays the freight. Believe me, baseball is not funded by the guys that make baseballs. Or gloves, a glove manufacturer. The endemic sponsors are not the ones, nor the golf club sponsors cannot endemically feed that insatiable money machine. It's done through non-endemics.
Mm-hmm.
And these non-endemics have to be brought in. Irwin Jacobs did a valiant, fantastic try when he early on got Walmart, and I looked at this thing and I said, I hope so. Boy, do I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told, I was at a meeting early on where he says he's going to have $1 million payoff at some tournament, and he did do it. I mean, I do congratulate him then. Now, since then, of course, there's some realities. A big sponsor like Walmart went away, and who is going to take their place?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you, John. Naturally, with all its muscle, ESPN could not copy or clone that plan. After that went away, FLW is faced with the same problems that even a small version of that on the PWT, or even guys like today, that Angler's Choice tournament, which is a little of the everyman lunch bucket weekend tournament, but pretty good.
Yep.
The same problems they face, and in fact, Operation Bass, which was the forerunner of FLW, faced. Now, with the demise of Walmart and the BP later, what do you envision is going to happen in the future, John?
Well, it's a tall order to predict the future, and people ask me a lot, and people ask me a lot about, you know, where things are going and what's happened over the last 10 years. Something I always say is be careful what you wish for. We had a lot of people wishing for big TV dollars. We had a lot of people wishing for big sponsor dollars. And I've always been concerned with what I call the purity of the sport, which is a respect for the history of the sport, a respect for the statistics. And whenever big TV gets involved, there's always changes, and they largely come to control the product. And we see this in a lot of other sports as well. But so you get these one-off tournaments, you get these two-angler, you know, 12-angler field, two tournament shootouts for Angler of the Year. It's all made for TV.
Of course.
I've never been a big fan when it comes to fishing of the big dollars, and maybe that's because I'm not a pro angler, in which case I probably would be, but I've always seen tournament fishing as a way to separate the best from the rest, to push ideas and tactics and techniques.
That's the Iaconelli plan.
Pardon?
That's the Iaconelli plan.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing right now with his Bass University,
right?
And other things that he's, the seminar circuit. That's one very good plan, and that tends to work. But for an angler, is there any room, as mentioned in the letters to the editor, is there room for a guy And simply say, don't do seminars, don't do this, don't invent products, don't endorse nothing, just to go out and plain fish. Is there room for that anymore at the professional level?
No, I don't think so. That's a number of factors, but certainly it's just the disappearance of a tremendous amount of sponsor dollars. And no, there's not room for that anymore. But I think to get back to Randy and the points in his piece that I agree with, and getting back to the purity of the sport, is that when you had the escalation in entry fees to match the escalation in purses, it did not allow a lot of the best anglers to compete. Whereas maybe in the 70s and 80s, yes, it was expensive. Yes, you had to be a promoter, but it still allowed really the cream of the crop to rise. And today, it's really becoming a pay-to-play sport, which is unfortunate. There are some guys doing it on credit cards, breaking it on credit cards.
And losing their families and divorces and
Oh
going
yeah,
broke and
it's terrible.
bankrupt. But that's been, John, believe me, back, go way back. It was right from the beginning like that. Now, believe me, I can give you history of friends that I was on the road with, guys I stayed in the rooms with. I can give you history of failed marriages, failed jobs, failed careers. That's when the stakes were lower. Of course, the stakes today are high, so losses are bigger and harder.
Yeah, and I would say that fishing, as we sit here and you ask me what I see coming, I think I see a return to what tournament fishing was more in the sort of mid to late 90s. Although I'm concerned about how fractured the sport is, I'm concerned that both leagues and different medias and such can't unify on important things like conservation and water quality. And just being fractured, I think there's going to be some trouble coming up. And unfortunately, I think the folks who make their living in the sport, whether through tournament support, whether through tournament media and whatnot, there's going to be a very significant shakeout. And a lot of people are simply going to have to change what they do to earn a paycheck.
And I agree, absolutely. By the way, I want to make one other comment. That is the environment, and that came up in Blackett's interview. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been around 50, 40, 30 years ago. The fishing today, as a whole, now I'm not talking about little trouble spots. I'm sitting in a trouble spot right now speaking to you. I'm in Florida, and the tarp or the snook fishery took a huge beating because of the cold weather. I mean, they died like by the thousands, tens of thousands.
Right, and they close the season.
And they closed the season. Okay. But discounting fishery, whether it be for smallmouth bass, is the best I have ever seen.
Right.
The walleye fishery in most places is the best I've ever seen. They're catching more and bigger fish, walleye, than ever before. Muskie, same thing. Okay, the pike fishery is a little troubled, as is the bluegill fishery. But those are for other reasons. I'm not even going to go there, John. But by the by, as far as the environment is concerned, believe me, I can remember being on the water actively fishing and competing 50, 40, 30 years ago. The fishery today, by and large, and I fish from the Arctic to the Caribbean and from California to the Atlantic. Well, we got somebody going, either Al or I or both of us are crossing over the country constantly. Al spends a lot of time on the West Coast. And the fishery today is as good as we have ever seen it.
Yeah, some of the issues maybe, and I grew up swimming in Lake Erie in the early 70s. I know pretty
So
much
you know it.
firsthand how far we've come. A lot of the things that when I mentioned that in conservation, it's things like access, it's things like our right to fish, what there were there's a lot of threats to
Oh,
where you can fish, and I'd
yes.
like to see the sport come together and be able to tackle those issues.
Yeah, and Bassmaster in the past had done some of that. Not much less now. They seem to be too engrossed in others. They're keeping their head above water seems to be the hardest thing to do, rather than to go out and do anything constructive, as it were. They're having a hard time. They're just splashing on top of the water trying to keep alive. And that's the same thing to the large extent FLW. They're taking all their energy. They don't have energy to spare off to the side. Neither of those groups do. And you go down to something like Angler's Choice, they ain't got any choice to do it either.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we'll probably return to a point where that becomes the focus, and the crazy purses and the sort of cutthroat nature of the credit card phishing and everything will always be there. But I'm hopefully we'll return a little bit more to ground over the next 2 to 3 years and really start moving forward. And with that, that concludes my thoughts on it, Ron. And I'd like to ask you for a summary on where you think we're going in the next 2 to 3 years, and then we'll wrap up.
Well, in a nutshell, I think you pretty well got it. I think you're going to, it's going to get, the sales are going to be trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. The economy itself will produce this. And it not only has, but is. The 200-man fields at the high levels of entry fee are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
They're simply not there anymore. If they can pull 150 guys in, that's good. 140. Some of these things are struggling to make 100 at the high levels. So these days of those are over, at least for the near future. And we got to look down into another model. Maybe Irwin Jacobs is going to come up with something. You know, who knows? I've seen him pull things out of the hat before.
Oh yeah.
And maybe he can pull one again. Like I says, early on there, I says maybe he was able to take these non-endemic companies and bring them into the sport. It was there, but it was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was primarily through Walmart. That's mm-hmm. my opinion. And when Walmart went back and drew back on their participation, it seemed like all those other companies, Land O'Lakes and you name the rest of them, all did as well.
Yeah. Well, Ron, certainly appreciate your insights. Sorry for the crack about the Great Depression. It was just to let people know that you're one of the sport's true luminaries. You've been there since the beginning. You really have a great handle on everything happening. You're a big part of why we're all here today doing what we're doing, and certainly appreciate you for that.
Speaking of Great Depression, you go and if you want to sit there and pull some of your readers that are active out in the tournament, the Great Depression in the world of bass fishing among the pros might be this year.
Yeah, very well could be.
All right.
All right, Ron. Well, take care and enjoy Florida, and too bad about the snook, and good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bass Fan Radio.